And now what I'd like to do is kind of banter around a subject that a few months ago we wouldn't even have had, but it's been in the news a lot, and it's the whole issue of relevance in agriculture. Is agriculture relevant? And that may seem like a ridiculous question. I mean, when we wake up in the morning, there's going to be another 200,000 mouths to feed tomorrow. So we're needed. We're relevant. There's no question about it. But maybe everybody doesn't know that. And, of course, the Secretary of Agriculture is going to be here in a while. He made some news with those comments. Tell me what that means to you. I'll be direct and maybe irritate a couple of people. Is agriculture relevant?
I'll take a shot at that.
Take a shot at that, Mr. Pilgrim.
Mr. Pilgrim. Backstage, we found out that three of the four of us are Methodists and the other one's in the Presbyterian, which that may not seem relevant to you, but the fact is...
I'm waiting for a segue here.
That we probably, I've all read the book of Corinthians, and in the book of the Corinthians it says that we're all part of the body. And there's no part of the body that can function without the rest of the body, you know. And so I think in a bigger sense, we're all part of the body of the United States of America, we're all part of the body of the world population, and each part of that body is relevant.
Absolutely.
Each part of that body has an obligation to contribute. And we have an obligation to tell the rest of the body about how we contribute to agriculture and how we contribute to the well-being of the nation. And so I'd take that home and challenge people to not only contribute, but to tell people how we contribute.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Very good, Terry. Relevance doesn't matter if they don't know. And by the way, I do know Methodists and Presbyterians and Methodists, of course, bring a covered dish to everything. Mm-hmm. I do know that.
It's always empty when we return.
That's right. Presbyterians, of course, do not like to drink in front of each other.
but we curl.
Now, see, I know this because I'm a Catholic. I was raised hating the Lutherans. I was just part of being a Christian. So, anyway, did I get off subject? I think I did.
We did somewhere.
All of a sudden, we're into theology all of a sudden.
Pilgrims. That's where we started.
That's where we started. I want to hear from some of the other commodity groups as well. Like I said, relevance doesn't matter if they don't know. I mean, we all know we're relevant. We've got a little choir here. The choir is here.
Yeah. I saw a sign the other day that said, if you eat, thank a farmer. And I don't think we have to go any further than three meals a day for people to know that we're relevant. But I think it's a really challenge for our organizations to really talk about, to tell our story, to make the consumer aware that we're relevant, to remind Congress that we're relevant, how much we contribute to this economy. And it's important that each of you out there take that message home and talk to your neighbors, talk to your local Lions Club or Rotary Club, call your congressman and tell them how important that agriculture is to the nation and to the economy.
No doubt about it.
Well, we took the Secretary Vilsack's comments on relevancy as a call to action. And we started taking a really hard look at ourselves as an organization at NCGA and asking ourselves how we can be more relevant. And we looked at the demographics, especially after the election that we had in 2012. And we asked, how better can we connect? We're only 1% of the population now. How can we connect to that other 99%? We've got some great programs in place at NCGA. It's U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, Common Ground. We've got the NASCAR program that promotes ethanol to a different audience. And we also have Corn Farmers Coalition. So we've got the programs. We just need all these bodies to help us do the work. And I think that's a call for all of us, is how do we say that we're relevant and have a new dialogue with consumers?
I was at a meeting recently, and we had some PETA folks there, humane folks, and I realized we're not talking about the livestock industry, but we're all linked to it without a doubt. And of course, I try to mess with them. I actually ate a box of animal crackers in front of her. She had no idea. She had no idea what to do. It was so confusing for her. But if you ever want to see whether these people will talk, whether they call their congresspeople, whether they post articles in newspapers, whether they communicate with the public, hang around them for a while. That is their sole job. We could learn a little bit from them because they're a minority as well, but they're an active minority. Eric, I know that you've got thoughts on this too.
Well, I do. We're one of the few industries in this country that's left making stuff. We take one seed, and for wheat you get 24. For corn, you've got 14 rows by however long a cob is.
More.
Of stuff that you're actually growing and producing. And then you look at the transportation sector that depends on us. All these trucks running down the road are full of our commodity. Half of the wheat crop goes overseas. And all the longshoremen that are involved with that, the shippers that are involved with that, yeah, we're relevant. One in 12 jobs in this country is connected to agriculture in one way, shape, or form. I've been to countries and been to their grocery stores, and there's nothing on the shelves. When was the last time you're in a grocery store anywhere in this country, other than during a blizzard, that there was nothing on the shelf? And I think we need to keep telling that message that food doesn't just come from the grocery store. It comes from stuff. And we produce that stuff that you take for granted and eat.
What this means is that, and we've said this in years past, it's now more critical than ever that we start telling our story, we start getting more involved. This is going to mean compromise. It's going to mean working with groups maybe we didn't work with before, and maybe even giving up some stuff that we kind of liked. I sometimes compare it to marriage. When I got married, my wife wanted a cat. I didn't want a cat, so we compromised and got a cat. We may give up some things that we're not accustomed to, that we don't want to give up, but that's what we've got to do. We've got to have more people on our platform than we've ever had before. Ladies and gentlemen, you have four terrific leaders that have contributed a lot of time and effort and personal money, I might add. Please welcome all four of your commodity presidents.
Thank you
much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks. Great job. Great job. Great job.